You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Why should you go see the Mully movie? We'll discuss. Plus, David Fisher on why your money may be impacted by North Korea. Dr. Gina Loudon and Mary Catherine Hamm both here to discuss what the NFL protests meant from yesterday. And we start with an on-location report from Dimas Salaberrios from that site of the Tennessee church shooting.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
At 11:15 this morning, as services were letting out of Church of Christ at Burnett Chapel on Pinhook Road, a gunman arrived in the parking lot. One woman who was...
One woman killed, seven others injured as shooting went down yesterday. It's now been determined that he was a Sudanese immigrant who had been led into the country. He has admitted to the killings, according to news reports, and his name is Emmanuel Kadega Sampson of Laverne, Tennessee, telling the police officers during an interview that he fired upon the church building after arriving there with a handgun. The Tennessee newspaper reported today, Tennessean. He's been charged with one count of murder, is likely to face others. He will appear in the General Sessions Court on Wednesday, and he's at a local jail without bond. Now, when some of these traumatic things occur, we have a local pastor in the New York area by the name of Dimas Salaberrios. He's also a best-selling author, and you may see him on a number of other media outlets. And you may remember he was on the radio with us here for a good while. Part of his ministry is to go to these places and to talk to and help administer ministry to the people that are in the midst of those times. Dimas Salaberrios, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Good to have you here.
Hey, man. Good to be with you, Kevin. We just landed in the Tennessee area, and we are on our way now to the shooting, and we heard there's going to be a service tonight. And, you know, one of our main missions is to always, you know, as the body of Christ, when this happens, these are our brothers and sisters. And I just feel like we need to show up, be there, pray with victims, pray with families, and let them know that, you know, they're part of a bigger body than just what's going on locally in Antioch or in Nashville.
Sure. Well, and you know what's interesting about this, Dimas, and you've done this a number of times with the Baltimore riots, but also with the shootings in Paris and some other places. It seems like people are always open to knowing more about what God means in these moments. And I can only imagine what it is like. I have not experienced one of these scenes, but I can only imagine that having an access to somebody who is there for their, just for their good, no other motivations, but to help them understand, you know, what maybe God is trying to show them in this moment, has to be something. But what kinds of questions do they have, Dimas, when in the immediate aftermath like this? We're talking 24 hours or less following this shooting. What's going through their heads?
You know, usually what goes through their heads is, how could this happen? Why did this happen? Am I alone? And one of the things that's really good is when we are able to be there with them, you'll be surprised how many people don't show up to minister. So I redirect them towards Christ. I let them know, you know what, look at what happened here. This could have been way worse, but we are grateful for God's mercy. That usher that charged the guy, I mean, this could have been multiple homicides.
Sure.
But the guy ended up shooting himself, you know. And so I try to be there, let them know that the body of Christ is with you. We're here to laugh, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those that are weeping. And especially when we do hospital visits, you know, when we go and see someone there who's been shot or injured, and you show up and they say, wait a minute, you flew down from New York. I mean, sometimes they just cry and hug. It's just something special that God does when we respond, particularly from another area. So, but also, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I went to that shooting in Charleston. I ended up leading the largest march across the bridge there and other demonstrations and people praying. So you never know. So we're going to shoot up, suit up, and show up and see what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Well, I have this feeling. We're speaking with Pastor Dimas Salaberrios from the New York City area, but has written a best-selling book that talked about his life of crime and what it was to be one of the largest dealers on the East Coast and how God changed his life in the process of that. Dimas, I have to think that in a place as remote as Antioch, which is, I'm somewhat familiar with Tennessee, and I know roughly where Antioch is, and I know it's not a huge city. This is a pretty small town, and there's kind of a community feel there. So it's kind of, when these things happen, it seems to shake those smaller places a little bit more, because that's something that happens in the cities, right? That's something that happens where all the big buildings are and where all that stuff is. But the truth is, you know, they woke up yesterday, went to church. They wanted to have an experience of worship and learning, just like many church goers did across the country. And their afternoon finished very differently than their morning started.
Yeah, especially, Kevin, you're so right on that. I mean, the small towns, they usually don't know quite what to do. And but we go in there with a humble heart. You know, the book you're referring to, Street God, I mean, it has some of our crazy exploits in there. And Kevin, you know, I'm just so excited to have you and your thoughts, and you're able to share this on a national level. So it's always a privilege, you know, to be on the ground. And, you know, and if you want to talk later on, I know you're on 970 as well. You know, we'll be really deep in the thick of it. Nicole C. Mullen, gospel singer, is going to come and meet us there. Just got off the phone with her. So we're going to rally people, and there's going to be a service tonight happening around 7 p.m. And so we'll be there as well. So,
well, and if people people remember a time in their life where they've desperately needed someone, it's good to pray for Pastor Dimas's efforts and Nicole's efforts, as she no doubt will try to encourage in song, and Pastor Dimas will bring some teaching from the Word of God. But it'll be a time to really make a difference. And Dimas, we're thankful that you're there representing the larger body of the entire, you know, New York City church, so to speak. You're kind of representing all of us down there, but give them our love. Tell them that the church in New York cares about them and that we're praying for them in the days to come.
Absolutely. It seems like once the name changed to AM 570, The Mission, we're on the mission.
Good enough. All right, Dimas, thank you for checking in with us today.
God bless you, Kevin.
You do the same. All right. There he is on the ground in Antioch and helping the families. Now, this is an interesting story from the standpoint that this fellow that showed up, he's an immigrant. We don't know completely how he got into the country. We don't even know if he's here legally, at least as of yet. But yesterday he has this gun. He shows up. And then what Dimas referred to there was an usher who literally jumped on the guy to try to disarm him. And evidently the guy kind of pistol whipped him in the head and moved into the next room. And it was at that point that kind of, you know, in his stumbled state, the usher was able to get to his car, get a gun. He returned to the church itself and was able to, without firing his weapon, hold the man until the authorities were able to get there and no more shots were fired. But sadly, one woman did die, and seven others were seriously injured and are still in the hospital, and they're dealing with all of the hurt and the pain that comes from that. But as you think about it tonight, pray for this church, the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch, Tennessee, and the eight people that were injured there. All right, coming up, did anything happen yesterday in the news? was there something that went on with football yesterday? I didn't, or even last Friday night with the president. I wasn't quite sure. I heard something about the national anthem. Actually, we've got a series of conversations to share with you. Mary Catherine Hamm from The Federalist and also a contributor to CNN will be with me next. And then Dr. Gina Loudon, who has a different expertise. Mary Catherine Hamm's a reporter. Dr. Gina is a psychologist, and the kind of impact of yesterday's protests and what happened there. And then David Fisher will be with us. There's money issues concerning North Korea today that we need to look at. And then before we're done, a word about that new movie that you're hearing a lot about called The Mully Movie, M-U-L-L-Y. And why I think you should go see it. That's all straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This election day, the New York People's Convention wants you to vote yes for a state constitutional convention. Why? Because it's the only chance to take back our government from the career politicians and special interests in Albany. And for more info, head to nysaysyes.org.
Are you planning a wedding or in charge of planning your company's or church's next event? Finding the right caterer can be so stressful. Look no further than NB Catering, a full-service, family-owned catering company offering gourmet appetizers, delicious entrees, and decadent desserts. To find out how NB Catering can make your next event a great experience for you and your guests, contact Sean at 347-759-2051. That's 347-759-2051 or online at nbcatering45.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I used to take 7 vitamin supplements and I still felt sluggish at times. But with Balance of Nature, I don't feel sluggish at all. Don't do what I did. I took 7 different supplements, vitamin supplements, and they really didn't help in the long run. I still felt sluggish. But with Balanced Nature, I have the extra boost of energy, and I thank you. Thank you all again. I really, really mean it.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEMISSION.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Join us at a theater near you on October 3rd, 4th, or 5th to see Mully, a new film that will inspire thousands to embrace the cause of orphans worldwide. Buy your tickets now at focusonthefamily.com/Mully.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about why it's good to lose that 20 to 40 plus pounds that may be a little bit extra on you. You're going to feel better. You're going to be in better health. You're going to like what you see better in the mirror. But maybe you're saying, Kev, I don't know of any way I could lose that 20 to 40 plus pounds. Well, I do. In fact, they guarantee that they will when you try the program. It's Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, and it's called A New You in 40 Days. Now, if you've never thought that you could improve your overall health and lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed in 40 days, then I've got a real surprise for you. I did it 2.5 years ago, and I have been able to keep it off. I want you to try it as well. Dr. Kerry Scorsese is the guy that heads up the entire operation, and he is going to be thrilled with your results, as will you, as you see the pounds come off. They are guaranteed to help it happen. It will be all natural. You eat only real food. You won't be hungry, and you're going to watch the weight drop off. 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're football players, we're football coaches. We're not participating in the anthem today. Not to be disrespectful to the anthem, to remove ourselves from this circumstance.
That is the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, who found himself on the end of a few pointed questions after his team lost to the Chicago Bears yesterday. And more importantly, in the bigger discussion of what was going on, his team had decided not to come out for the national anthem in their appearance in Chicago. And someone who has an opinion on this and had to go on the Sunday shows yesterday to discuss is Mary Catherine Hamm. She's a senior correspondent or writer or editor or something big at the Federalist.com. Mary Catherine, I'm sorry I didn't get the title right, but I appreciate you here. You're also a contributor at CNN, so that's your home network. And I said on Twitter this morning, I think I agreeably disagree just to a degree and also agree to disagree a degree on the disagreement of Mary Catherine Hamm and the president and the NFL. But that's about how convoluted this issue is when you really begin to dig the layers down, isn't it? I mean, there's some truth and there's some not truth on just about every side of this thing.
Well, yeah, because it's a couple things, because it's a sort of like people are making it a First Amendment issue. It's not really, but I don't love the president telling corporations that they should or should not fire people, and I don't think I would like it if Obama did it and it was conservatives voicing an opinion. But on the other hand, like, this is the easy stuff, guys. You stand up for the anthem. Like, and the president, although I don't love that he's stoking this fire, his instincts are correct, that putting the rest of the country who is against him and critical of him on the wrong side, his political instincts, on the wrong side of the anthem and the flag is not a good look for them. And as somebody who, like, occasionally on something like criminal justice issues might agree with some of these players, I'm like, please don't alienate every person who might agree with you. Like, this doesn't actually get us anywhere. It's been a pretty, I don't know, I've been pretty saddened by the whole thing, just because it takes what used to be sort of not just a respite from politics, but a place where, like, racial healing actually occurred was in sports.
Right.
And I feel like that's because it was a neutral ground. And if it's not a neutral ground and it is a political battleground, I just think we lose a really big part of America.
Well, I think your instinct is not only correct in that, I think that it's easily provable that there is a bit of an agenda at work here on a lot of different levels. But let me go back to the first thing you discussed. As an employer, the idea that these guys are being kept from expressing themselves publicly is kind of laughable, given the fact that if they walk down the street, many of them need security to keep them from being mobbed by the masses who would recognize them. So if they wanted to organize public press conferences, do other things that had nothing to do with the anthem and no reflection on maybe their view towards the country as a whole, but drawing attention to something that they feel grieved about, No one has ever thrown that roadblock up and said, you are disallowed from expressing your opinion on this. And this is where I think a lot of people confuse these things. The president genuinely, I think, feels offended that the anthem and that the flag are being disrespected. They're arguing that that's not what they're doing.
Well, they are incorrect, right? Okay, so I think that Colin Kaepernick was a benched quarterback who was genuinely upset about some things, but also wanted some attention and picked a bad target. If he had those concerns, and then he picks the anthem and the flag, and the anthem during which to protest, people are obviously going to think that it's about the flag and the anthem. And he claims occasionally that it's about certain issues, which I can be okay with, but then sometimes they just claim it's about America not living up to its potential. Okay, well, we're never going to be a perfect union. Therefore,
right.
Are you never going to stand for the flag? Like, this never ends. The protest never ends. There is no end game except for to make, I don't know, a bunch of people split into two very different sides. So I think he picked a bad target, and now they're trying to, like, backpedal on it and say that this is some sort of reverential, very quiet protest. Look, it's not a loud protest, but it was designed to be controversial. Like,
right.
Let's not, as they say, normalize disrespecting the flag and the anthem. Now, like, on the Steelers thing, too, there's so many parts to this. On the Steelers thing, I've actually... Look, they didn't come out of the locker rooms for the anthem until 2009. I'm actually okay if that's what they want to do, because I didn't find it disrespectful in the past, and none of us found it disrespectful in the past. And I do feel for these teams that have to go out there and decide what their view is on this now, like in the view of all the public and of probably a bunch of people being like pressured into taking different stances. And it's just like, why have we taken one of the three things Americans still agree on, which is the anthem, and just blown it to bits?
Right.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, well, it was one disgruntled quarterback. And if you really dig down deep, and I'm going to talk to Fela McAleer about this a little bit later, Colin Kaepernick's the roots of what he is supporting and protesting was all built on a Michael Brown lie that came out of Ferguson. So,
well,
at the end of
another point I made, which I do think this is important, like, if you look at the numbers for both the two institutions that he was sort of most closely aligned with, Black Lives Matter and the NFL, both numbers have dropped dramatically. When you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, gone over the year that he's been doing this protest, from 22% disapprove to almost 60% disapprove. Like, this is, I'm not sure you're serving the cause in exactly the way you want to serve the cause.
And I think it's even, you know, when even the president says, well, you know, boycott the NFL, I feel badly on that end of it, because I disagree strongly with Colin Kaepernick. But I've seen general managers and presidents of organizations. Jerry Jones came out last year and said, guys, if you're putting on the star on your helmet and you go out there and you protest during the anthem, you will be benched. I will take you off the field. I think that owners should have the right to demand what they expect on the job, when the job is in session. But there's also a hypocrisy, Mary Catherine, here, and it's disturbing, because Black Lives Matter had a march in Dallas. Five police officers lost their lives because one of these guys brought guns and went off on them. And they were still there protecting the protesters and doing what they were supposed to do, and they gave their lives. And the Cowboys came out later that year and they said, we want to honor these guys and put an arm in arm. And by the way, three of the five, I think, were African American. But they wanted to put an arm in arm sticker on their helmet, not bend the knee, not do anything else, just say, hey, we stand with the police. And they were protecting Black Lives Matter. And the league said, no, inappropriate. We're going to thumbs down that. Massive hypocrisy on this.
It's always one side that gets silenced, isn't it, in these rules, mysteriously.
Well, it's strange. I did like the point you ended on CNN, though. This is a great college football year, and as a TCU Horn Frog, I'm going for it this year. We're 4-0, and I know your Bulldogs are doing pretty well, too.
I don't want to fix it, but it looks good.
CNN's Catherine Hamm, Mary Catherine Hamm, and, of course, you can read her at The Federalist as well. Great piece. I've got it up today on the Facebook page. Mary Catherine, thanks for being here.
All right, thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Much more straight ahead. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would it be nice to have some extra cash, maybe by consolidating your home equity with your first mortgage and saving monthly on the bill that you're paying? With Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group, you can. Give them a call at 800-300-8919. In addition, with home values rising, Mike and Brian want to let you know that you can eliminate your PMI, private mortgage insurance, and they're there to help. 800-300-8919 is their number, so give them a call. That's Intercontinental Capital Group. Licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS 60134.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Don't miss the Salem Business Breakfast on Thursday, October the 19th. Public broadcaster Steve Adubato will lead the discussion on growing your business and breaking through the clutter of digital and traditional marketing. Hear from digital strategy and marketing expert Isaac Radansky, founder of Adventure Media and author of three best-selling courses on Google AdWords, remarketing, and landing page design. Also hear from Phil Van Horn, president and CEO of Blue Rock Energy, and Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College and frequent Fox contributor, along with Gary Goldberg, founder and CEO of Gary Goldberg Financial Services, about how to establish a brand and market through social media, online advertising, sports, and radio. Our sister station, AM 970's Joe Piscopo and his morning team will be broadcasting live, and a gourmet breakfast will be served from DR Catering. It's happening on Thursday, October the 19th at Passaic County Community College in Wanacue. Entry is free, but you must register online at am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy.
Are you planning a wedding or in charge of planning your company's or church's next event? Finding the right caterer can be so stressful. Look no further than NB Catering, a full-service, family-owned catering company offering gourmet appetizers, delicious entrees, and decadent desserts. To find out how NB Catering can make your next event a great experience for you and your guests, contact Sean at 347-759-2051. That's 347-759-2051 or online at nbcatering45.com.
Borderline Music Festival, Friday, September 29th and Saturday, September 30th in Pomona, New York. Featuring the top contemporary Christian artists from around the world. Cutlass, Building 429, Unspoken, Josh Wilson, Dave Pettigrew, Chris August, Travis Green, Capital Kings, Youngheart, Freddie Washington, the Nyack College Gospel Choir, and others at the Palisades Credit Union Park, Pomona, New York. Just a half hour north of the George Washington Bridge. For tickets, go to am570themission.com or borderlinemusicfestival.com. Friday and Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Don't miss a day of music and worship. Bring your friends, neighbors, and family to hear the gospel and encounter the living God at Borderline Music Festival, sponsored by Clarkstown International Collision and Nyack College.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there's so much to react to from this weekend, and again, thankful for the ability to get some good analysis today on a lot of topics. But the NFL, and there's so many kind of larger themes that are coming out of what happened on the football field yesterday. For instance, Franklin Graham tweeted out this morning. He said, there's a lot of talk going on about taking a knee during our national anthem. Yesterday, he said, Stevie Wonder said he was taking not one knee, but two, quote, for America. Franklin Graham said, I can tell you how getting on our knees could make a real difference, not in protest or in pride, but in prayer, praying for each other, praying for unity, praying for this great nation and our leaders. And then he quoted Psalm 105:4, seek the Lord in his strength and seek his face evermore. I was thinking yesterday about Tim Tebow and how he was mocked mercilessly for not taking a knee, but literally getting sometimes prostrate before God in the end zone after he scored a touchdown, trying to give glory for that. Some of these things are dismissed. When the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put the arm-in-arm decal on their helmet to show solidarity with law enforcement that had helped protect the protesters at the Black Lives Matter protest, where five police officers, three of whom were African-American, lost their lives because a Black Lives Matter protester decided to assassinate them. The NFL didn't seem to have patience for that decal. Yet they vaulted these protests yesterday, Roger Goodell and others saying that this was a great thing, that 200 players were showing disrespect to the anthem and to the flag. I'm curious as to how my next guest will respond to this. She has bona fides double for being a doctor of psychology, but she's also a very good communicator that you see on Fox News Channel and, of course, writes for WorldNet Daily, Dr. Gina Loudon, who has recently completed a cross-country move where she left the peaceful earthquake region of Southern California and forest fires and or land fires and decided to move to the hurricane region in South Florida. Dr. Gina, it's good to have you back on the show. Thanks for being here.
It's good to be with you, Kevin, and your audience, as always. Yeah, you know, this reminds you right away, doesn't it, that, you know, they want to sound all the wiser, but they continue to make the same mistakes again and again. I think the NFL is going to pay dearly for this. You know, and for those out there, Kevin, who want to compare Tim Tebow praying, you know, during the games or after the games, to what's going on here. I tweeted something along the lines today of, you know, well, both involve bending, but, you know, there are bends in roads too. And, one is paved with sin and deception and the other one is the way to everlasting life. And you really have to think about that because that's really where they are right now. There's confusion in their camp. They are cutting off their own nose despite their faces and they don't even know it.
Well, and it's so, I mean, there's so many layers of what could be discussed here. Do employers have the right to expect certain behavior while on the job? Are these people truly oppressed? Could they not hold all kinds of public events outside of, you know, their day job to make their points if they feel genuinely concerned? I'm working on an article that'll be out tomorrow that demonstrates the entire protest that Colin Kaepernick was involved in was a lie because it was based on hands up, don't shoot, which never got said by a man who wasn't running away from a police officer. He was actually trying to kill the police officer. And in 5,000 grand jury pages of direct testimony, witnesses that had previously told the lie got caught, and under penalty of perjury, they were told if they continued the lie, they told the truth. And at the end of the day, Gina, it's just massive deception that is also undermined and then turned into now this massive division.
And you think of all the effort that is poured out on this. I mean, ESPN is already failing because of their politicizing sports. And it's interesting, Kevin, there's this bubble chart. I love bubble graphs, anything like that. Of course, being a researcher, I like that kind of stuff. And there's this bubble graph that shows not just the party identification and the political bent of most sports consumers, but also their political activism, the level to which they are politically active. And I'm telling you, the upper right quadrant of those who are politically active have a conservative bent and watch sports, especially football. It's overwhelming. So these people don't realize the trap that they've stepped into. There may be some people who agree with them, and they may think arrogantly that if they brainwash them enough, they can get away with it. But look what happened to media, Kevin. Look how newspapers are failing. That is the way that ESPN is going, and that's the way that the NFL will go if they continue. Hey, there's SEC, and I like it better anyway.
Yeah, well, the press was really the one that fanned this thing into a flame and then kind of blew it up on everybody's television screens yesterday. And, you know, even in the midst of all this bad stuff, you still have to look at people like Mr. Villanueva of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who defied his coach and said, no, I'm a former active duty Army Ranger, did three tours. I'm going out and respecting the flag. It doesn't mean that I have to be a party to anybody's oppression. In fact, that's not what I see when I look at the flag. And he went out and did it. So even in that, I was able to say to my little James, 7 years old, hey, there's an example of someone who's doing it right today. Always an opportunity, Dr. Gina, for us to do the right thing every day, day by day. We appreciate you
even
being
when we stand alone. Even when we stand alone, you know,
yeah.
I think he's a perfect example of that. An overnight star is born and a hero. Thanks so much, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Everyone agrees that a beautiful engagement ring adds to the happiness of a couple's life together. Many couples believe they can't afford a custom-designed ring, and they end up settling for whatever the jeweler happens to have in stock. No matter what your budget, you can get a beautiful custom-designed engagement ring and or wedding bands if you call my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Anu takes incredible pride in helping clients get the custom-designed ring of their dreams. When you work with Lord's Diamonds, you'll start from scratch and as a team be part of the entire process from hand selecting the perfect diamond to choosing the initial ring model and the finished piece and all of it within your budget. Honesty, integrity, great Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. I've bought pieces from Anu. I wouldn't go anywhere else, nor should you. The follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. To set up an appointment, call my friend Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or lordsdiamonds.com.
The Lighthouse Events presents the All In Tour with Matthew West, Sunday, October 1st, at the Palace Theater in Stamford, Connecticut. Special guest, Jordan Feliz, and introducing Leanne Crawford. The Lighthouse Events brings great Christian concerts. Don't miss the All In Tour with Matthew West. For tickets and special VIP package information, visit the Lighthouse Events. Matthew West, Sunday, October 1st, at the Palace Theater, Stamford, Connecticut. Visit thelighthouseevents.com to purchase tickets.
How would you like to know that you beat any auto dealer price on any new make or model car with terms that are right for you while saving time and never sitting in a car dealership waiting room again? Buy the new car you're looking for at the best price with Vineyard Auto Group, regardless of your credit history. They'll compare financing rates and insurance and explain so that you can easily understand all of it. Vineyard Auto Group cuts out the middleman, and that saves you time and money. And the Christian principles they've built their business on provide you added security. Any new make or model is available. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's Vineyard Auto Group, 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com. That's 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So important to not lose track of the big stuff. And as I was speaking with Herb London a little bit earlier today, and if you missed that conversation, you can always get the podcast at TheBingeThinker.com. But, you know, the NFL controversy, really as much oxygen as it has occupied in the media space today, very minor in terms of actual importance to people's lives. But something that is significant is that the little rocket man in North Korea, to pun the president's words, is making noise, and he's trying to have an impact on global events. And as most financial advisors will tell you, and everybody that I ever have talk on this show about money, North Korea and what they decide to do is going to have an impact. David Fisher is here from Landmark Capital, and he is no exception. By the way, landmarkgold.com is the website, 844-604-2575. They've got a great newsletter that's just coming out, and it's their newest edition. You can get that for free when you call and request it. Also, The Coming Bail-In. It's in the sixth edition. You need to get a copy of that for yourself. But, David, welcome back. Let me start on North Korea. They said, in fact, we have the soundbite. Alex, from earlier today, take a listen.
I want to take you to New York City, where North Korea's foreign minister is making a statement. Let's listen to that.
That this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency. This is clearly a declaration of war.
So, David, there you go. The interpreter saying that the U.S. has declared war. What do you make of that?
Officially, we haven't declared war, but that's the rhetoric that goes on between North Korea's leadership and the United States, and they misinterpret our actions of trying to reel them in their nuclear capabilities. But, you know, what was said is the United States didn't declare war, but, you know, President Trump was very strong in his words, and the North Korea official, the foreign minister, equivalency of Rick Tillerson in our country, to put into perspective, Ri Young-ho said that the United States has declared war on our country, and we will have every right to now make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace bordering our country. That's a big, strong statement. You know, last week on Saturday, we flew B-1 bombers in international airspace on the east coast of North Korea as a symbolic show to our military force. If that statement happened, if we flew that same route, they'd be shooting at our airplanes, which would totally escalate to war.
Sure. And how is this affecting what people are thinking about financially today? How's it impacted the markets, for example?
Well, initially the Dow was up a little bit, but when the announcement came out, the Dow went down over 100 points. It's now starting to recover from that. It's still down 70 points. Gold shot right up over $10. You know, so it's having, you know, immediate effects on the markets. Hopefully the markets, you know, simmer down and don't just move because of this.
Just to be clear, you're not recommending that investors buy gold and sell stocks specifically based on what's going on with North Korea.
No, this is what I call the wild card. You don't want to invest in any markets based upon a wild card, whether it be stocks or gold. Invest on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals for gold is really simple. Moving forward, you know, in fact, Twitter puts a poll out really that tells the whole story. What's the biggest risk to the rally? 17% say the Fed. 21% say it's an ETF meltdown that could happen. Only 27% say I might not want to invest in stocks because of North Korea. But the biggest reason to be concerned about being overweight in stocks is because of not having a tax reform or government moving forward and getting some things done. So that's some of the fundamentals of gold, too. You know, you invest in gold, but at the end of the day, you invest in something that's going to go up. People want to make money in their investment. And the fundamentals that drive gold is the uncertainty of the Fed, where they raise, cause inflation, or go into a recession, where we have a high debt structure, uncertainty. The wild card is North Korea. I think it's going to be with us. It will cause gold to go up, but that's not the only reason to invest.
Sure. Well, if people had invested at the beginning of the year, what would they be up on their gold investment now as compared to stocks?
13.7% in gold and 12.8% in the Dow.
So still two bull markets that are running the course for the year so far.
Yes, and this is because partially what I predicted, that the dollar is going to start to move down, and it's down 12.2% year to date. So gold is going up because we're lowering the value of the dollar because the world is selling dollar assets.
Yeah. Now, speaking of some of the other stuff that you've talked about this year, repeal and replace measure not looking good in the Congress. They're trying to add sweeteners. I don't know if it's going to get through or not. If I had to vote, if I had to give people a guess on Fox News today, I would tell them probably not going to happen. What does it mean if we don't get the Graham-Cassidy Act replaced or passed?
I don't think we're going to get it passed. It's very murky right now. You know, but they've been trying in the House. They've tried over 50 times to repeal or amend the Affordable Care Act since it was passed in October of 2009. And this is just another push for it. I don't think, you know, this really what this says is health care costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of uncertainty when we want to have a national health care plan. And that's what really this picture says to me, Kevin. We cannot afford a national health care plan. Look at all the fighting back and forth and what it will take to get this thing done. I think of which, you know, eventually we're going to get there, but I don't know if it's going to happen this year, and it might not happen in the next couple of years. It just costs a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, something that would help is if we had that money in our pocket, and tax reform could help us with that. What's the likelihood that that gets done?
Well, that's another challenge. You know, they've first wanted it back in the first 100 days, then, you know, halfway through the year, and now they're saying by the end of the year. But there's a plan that was just released called by the Big Six Republicans, Ryan, McConnell, Steve Mnuchin, Gary Cohen, Senator Orrin Hatch, and Kevin Brady. It's a complicated deal. It's different from what was being campaigned upon with President Trump. It doesn't look to me, as I've seen it, like it's really creating a huge focus and incentive on the middle class. There's things I like about it. It does change some brackets from 7 brackets down to 3. It makes it more simple. It takes the top individual tax cut from 39.6% down to 35%, and it cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%, which is what Mnuchin was pushing for.
Sure.
There is some framework to keep high-end wealth and producers from artificially lowering their tax bases in this. I like that. But it doesn't really focus as much as I thought it would on the middle income.
All right. And that's the problem. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and our students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. We fulfill our calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available. And special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so that you can become the person God intends you to become. There's still openings for the fall semester. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend the open house at the New York City campus in NIAC on Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. To register, go to niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I love it. I see a tremendous difference in my skin, in my nails, in my hair, in my energy.
I'm like the people that I hear on the radio. You know, I've had vitamins before, but this is makes a bigger, much bigger difference than vitamins ever did. That's for sure.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THE MISSION. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code THE MISSION.
One of the number one challenges that the church faces today is growth. That's why WMCA is inviting pastors and church leaders to Calvary Baptist in New York City on November 8th for Collaborate, Church Growth Reimagined. Hear from dynamic speakers, including keynote speaker Dr. A.R. Bernard, Dr. David Ireland, Pastor Tim Lucas, and Pastor Ryan Batesel. Breakfast and lunch are provided by DR Catering, and $10 tickets are available at am570themission.com. Collaborate is sponsored by Genesis Tours. Get your tickets at am570themission.com today.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. So glad to have you with us, and so thankful that you like to think through the issues of the day. I've put up a piece, actually, that I think you're going to find interesting at TheBingeThinker.com. It's a written piece on the take-a-knee controversy and why, in reality, it's built on a complete falsehood. But you have to know facts, and you have to be able to demonstrate those facts when you make such affirmations. And I think I present them to the best of my ability, and I hope that you will check it out. It's called How Take a Knee Was Built on a Lie. And it's listed at TheBingeThinker.com. But I want to say thanks to everybody that was with us today. And I want to encourage you to continue to send Bibles to the believers in China and in Asia that are desperately needing them. We are closing in on 500 Bibles. That's 27 people, by the way, just giving 20 Bibles. If 27 people chose to give 20 Bibles, that would be, which is about $100, that would be an amazing thing. We'd be right there. We'd have all the Bibles cared for. But we still need your help. 1-800-937-9673. 1-800-937-9673. 1-800-YES-WORD. If you want to give, do that today. I also want to make mention that starting on October the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, there's going to be a movie in theaters that I don't think you're going to want to miss. It's called Mully, and it details a guy who went from orphan, we had Jim Daly on the broadcast, to the wealthiest man in the world. It's a miraculous true story of how he gave up his earthly riches and answered God's call and became the wealthiest man in the world by creating the world's largest family. It's the story of Charles Mully, whose unlikely stratospheric rise to wealth and power leaves him questioning his own existence. And that happens a lot. People get successful and they say, what is the there? Why am I here? So I want you to see it. I want you to take people and see it. And if you buy a ticket online right now, $15 will immediately be donated on your behalf to help the orphans in the United States and at Mully Children's Family through the Global Orphan Care Fund. Focus on the family partnering with this to help make it possible. So if you would like to, you can pre-purchase the online ticket at MullyMovie.com, MullyMovie.com, and again, $15 per ticket donated to help orphans in the United States and at Mully Children's Family through the Global Orphan Care Fund. Focus on the family, a partner in this movie. I hope you will go see it. Mully Movie, MullyMovie.com. And I think that it will dramatically impact your life. All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. You miss any part of it, TheBingeThinker.com has the podcast. Also has my new article just out, How Take a Knee Was Built on a Lie. And we'll see you next time. To obliterate more confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity, I'm Kevin McCullough.